Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, for giving us the floor on our final day together. Article 15 is, of course, a crucial article for the treaty once adopted to move forward. In that respect, we think that the Conference of State Parties should be the supreme entity, the supreme body of the treaty moving forward. And in that sense, we were a bit puzzled by its lower order, at least textually, but also its limited set of competences. And we think and hope that the delegates would gift it with more generous powers, such as the powers to establish subsidiary bodies, take notes of reports, proposals of the committee, give it maybe some more explicit decision-making powers on implementation of the treaty, and then most importantly also the direct power to prepare, discuss, negotiate and adopt additional protocols as this treaty would move forward. And I think this notion is especially important to make this treaty hands-on, operational and workable, ready and apt to deal with new and emerging challenges as they may arise in the world of business and human rights. There are some challenges that a decade ago we could not foresee and that we are seeing now, and similarly there will be new and emerging challenges in the decades above. I give one example is the growing consensus that there are specific human rights risks associated with artificial intelligence, online platforms, etc., in a way that we could not foresee one or two decades ago. And so in that vein, it would be good that a conference of parties can move this treaty much more directly forward to adapt and make sure that towards the future it remains fit for purpose. And so finally, we would also then preempt that once additional protocols are agreed, that the Conference of Parties then mandated for the treaty and its related instrument. That does not, however, in any way mean that we do not see the value of the committee. On the contrary, we do see value of the committee, and so in that sense, we'll also like to lend our support to the states who've explicitly supported such a committee. It is true that committees across the UN system have, there's a lot of experience and there's sometimes some frustration with the committee of experts, but not gifting a committee of experts to this specific instrument would be also throwing the child away with the bathwater, as we would proverbially say in Dutch. So we would request to keep the committee and even strengthen the committee with a capacity to receive and consider communications and complaints from individuals, communities, representative organizations, in case that there are specific human rights abuses by business enterprises, which go in the encounter to the provisions of the legally binding instruments, and also for instances that a state party itself violates its obligations under the legally binding instrument. So that's some additional elements that we would that we see in some of the other committees and that we think is useful to import within the functions of this legally binding instrument. Also, the honorable delegation of Panama has made interesting proposals on broadening the expertise of that committee, and we would encourage those. However, I think it's good to note that in the context of business and human rights, there's also significant expertise in civil society and other stakeholders. I think that's already apparent if we look here at the room, where I think half of the participants come from across the world to bring case studies, to bring insights, to bring legal analysis. And so in that sense, it would be good to also strengthen even further at, I think, zero cost for those delegates who are concerned about budgetary implications, the implication of civil society, and so that they can participate and contribute both to the committee and the Conference of Party. I thank you very much